Focus, looking straight forward at the world and beyond. I feel people pulling me down. I feel some pulling me up. I can't get stuck. I just keep moving forward. I got places to go, man. Let's go.
When the Yamakitians start get trained, I like the weak heart, the weeping more. Only the strong will continue. Do you have it in you? Cause we've got a journey to go. And when the battle gets
so... Hi, my name is Sarika Jagannathan for Say Word, and my team is called Capture It. And I'm here today with Michelle and Jamian, and I'm going to talk about, and my radio segment here today is effectiveness of youth justice system. What are your pros and cons for the youth justice system?
Well, my pros and cons for the youth justice system, the pros I would say is that they have some programs that can help you reintegrate back into the community. The cons is that how they think you'll get better and not reoffend is if you're incarcerated. So that's one of the cons, and that's how I feel about it.
Michelle?
Yeah, I totally agree, Jamian. I think one of the cons is that their methods as to how to, rehabilitate the youth who have committed a crime isn't effective. But there are pros, like Jamian said, that there are programs, effective programs that are out there that sometimes youth are directed to.
Do you feel that youth justice system is fair, Jamian?
I wouldn't really say it's fair. It's probably fair in some ways, but the youth justice system, the way it is like the Crown wants to put you in jail. The judge is kind of like in between the situation, and all they see is what they see on paper. They don't know you in person. They don't know you from your life skills and what you do with it in the community. So really, it's not fair, no.
And what about Michelle?
I don't feel the youth justice system's fair. Just from personal experience, I feel that they automatically, define you based on your crime or what you've been charged with, and they put that label on you instead of kind of seeing you as like a person who has done something wrong but who's trying to like better their wrong. So.
Okay, so in what ways do you feel the system can improve? Jamian?
I feel it can improve if they get more programs for the youth to do, because what it is nowadays is there's not a lot of programs. There's a 1-2, but there's not enough, I would say. So it would be helpful if the youth justice system could get more programs to help youth not reoffend.
Michelle?
Having other alternative programs or more programs out there that youth can be involved in when they commit a crime, as well as based on the crime that they did, putting them in programs that can better help them to work on those issues or those areas that they face. A lot of times they kind of just throw the youth into a program that they necessarily don't need or is not helping them. Or even things like anger management programs, just the way that it's taught doesn't necessarily help the youth of today. So maybe sometimes, changing up their curriculum as well in terms of the programs that youth are going to.
Okay. So do you feel being incarcerated more human or more good?
I would say no, because when you're incarcerated, a lot of things can happen in there. Like, to me, it would make the person more tougher and more, it would make them reoffend, I would say, because they're in a society where they're getting beer negative energy. So I would say it's not helpful, no.
Michelle?
I feel that youth who are incarcerated, it does more harm than more good, just because, like Jamian said, being institutionalized in a place like jail can harden somebody as well as change their whole mindset and mentality, especially because being out in the real world and being somewhere in jail is so different in terms of like when to go to sleep, having to always watch your back, either that whole like saying of like kill or be killed, you know, how always having to be on your guard. I feel like that does more harm, especially when a youth comes out of jail. They don't necessarily get the proper treatment that they need to kind of unlearn those things that they learn in jail. So they come up feeling like they always have to watch their back. They always have to defend. They always have to protect themselves. And a lot of times they end up going back into jail because of those things.
Oh, okay. So what are other ways that a youth who has committed a crime can be held accountable for their actions, Jamian?
Well, I would say that, as I said before, get them into a program, because incarceration doesn't really help anything. Like, when they can do something productive, say, help them try and get a job, get them into a program, help them do something so that they can actually do something with their life. Don't incarcerate them, then when they get out, they're like, oh, shoot, like, everything's so different. Like, it just changes everything up.
Michelle?
Yeah, for sure. Having programs or even some kind of treatment that youth can do instead of incarcerating them. A lot of, like, youth detention centers don't have the proper care that the youth need in order to work on the deep-rooted issues as to why these crimes are committed. So I feel that youth being incarcerated, and I feel it's more money to incarcerate a youth than it is to send a youth to a program that can help them. I feel like incarcerating them is just that band-aid solution. It's like, let's throw them all in jail and, you know, whatever. If they kill off each other, they kill off each other, or, you know, and it's like so much money is being wasted when you can be giving these youth programs that can actually help them in the future and in the now.
So how is the family impacted by a child that has to go through the system?
Well, a family is, the toll on them is real bad, because it's like, okay, your son who's trying to do something with his life, probably maybe say he has a one charge, but he's still trying to better his life and get on the straight and narrow. Police are always on his back. It looks like the courts want to put him in jail. It's very hard for the families, I would say.
Michelle?
I feel that it's hard for the families to witness their loved ones and their kids being incarcerated, as well as, I guess, just the process of even being arrested, especially because a lot of times, like, if you watch the news or, you know, you see these things, or whether you experience it, it's not just a smooth sailing, oh, okay, we put you in handcuffs and you go to jail. It's like, you know, we're going to use our powers excessively and we're going to brutalize you. And for a family to have to see that, and as well as see that there's no justice for those police officers who beat down their son or daughter, is hard. And I think it has a very big impact on the family, as the way that family will look at people of authority, and even in a respect manner.
How is the court experience for the youth, Jamian?
Well, the court experience for youth is not the greatest. Like, say you'll come one day for bail, you'll have everything set up, your peoples are there, and then they'll just remand it for no reason. Like, the court process, really, it's like they're just trying to make money off of it. They're not trying to help you in the court process. So, to me, it's a waste of time.
Okay, and Michelle?
Yeah, I agree. Like, having to, like, have a charge and you get a charge in like August, and having to go back every like twice, sometimes three times a month for a whole year, only to be like, okay, here's a program, or, you know, thinking you have a chance of like, okay, not guilty, and then you end up going through this whole thing pleading not guilty to be like found guilty, is hard. Or just even like the process of like trial and stuff, and sitting there and being like put down, or being felt as if though, like, because of this mistake or a couple mistakes that you made, like, this defines who you are. They don't see anything past that charge that's on that paper.
Okay. So do you feel open custody or closed custody will help integrate a youth, Jamian?
I feel that open custody is more better than closed custody, because in open custody, you can actually do something productive. You can, say, sign an RL, which is a reintegration leave, and you could go to a program, you could go to school, you could go out with your mom for a couple of hours. So I feel that will help a youth, like, get reintegrated better, because then he feels like, okay, you know what? I have something to do with my life. I want to stop all this, doing that, and it'll help them better their life.
Michelle?
I agree. I think open custody is way more effective than closed custody. Part of that is because in open custody, I feel that youth are not as hardened as they are if they're in a closed institution, as well as there is some leniency so that when they come back out from open custody, they still have that sense of the real world. As opposed to somebody who's incarcerated and has to spend 23 plus hours in jail, in a cell a day, being told, like, when to go to bed, when to shower, stuff like that.
Okay. So do you feel going through the system makes you more at risk to reoffend, Jamian?
I would say it kind of does, because whenever you go to court, too, they'll say, oh, If you had any charges and the seriousness of it. So sometimes they'll be like, oh, you're at risk. If you have a lot of charges, you'll be at risk, yes, because they might think, oh, you keep coming in and out, and you're not learning a lesson. So, yeah.
And Michelle?
Yeah, I do believe that they're more at risk to reoffend. I guess just from personal experience, like, it's just, can't really explain it, but there's something about being in handcuffs and being in the back of a police car and being in the cell that changes your whole mindset, your whole mind state, your whole mentality. And for a lot of people, it's discouraging, especially when you have a society like today where all they kind of tell you, like, once you're charged, like, this is who you are. Like, you can never do anything past that. Like, you're nobody now. Like, what you are is a criminal. As youth today, it's really discouraging for them. And a lot of times they feel that, you know, a lot of times coming out of incarceration, they have these barriers, whether it's job, employment, or just the way that society looks at them. They feel like they don't have anything else left. And sometimes that does end up with them being incarcerated again, because they feel like this is the only hope for them. Like, this is all that they can do.
What stigmas or stereotypes does society put on youth who have been incarcerated? Jamian?
Well, some of the stereotypes is that, oh, if you do, as Michelle said before, it kind of connects with the other question. Once they say, oh, that you did this, that's how they look at you. So you could walk down the street and then a cop will see you and be like, oh, that's the guy that did this last year. Let's see if he's doing it again. Pull you over, draw you down, search you, do whatever. So I would say the stereotype on that is, like, real bad, and it shouldn't be done.
And Michelle?
I guess I can't speak for everybody, but from my experience, personal experience, as well as witnessing the people in my neighborhood who've been in conflict with the law, as a young Black person, whether you're male or female, but, of course, especially males get it, once you are charged and once you are in that police database, you are always going to be harassed. When you go down the streets, the police are going to call you out. If they see you walking and your face is familiar, they're going to find some kind of reason to stop you, to try to arrest you, whether it's something as stupid and small as obstructing justice because you don't want to show ID and stuff like that. A lot of times youth don't know their rights, so then that also ends up with them being in more of a conflict. But I feel like one of the big stereotypes of society is that once you're charged, like, this is who you are. Your charge defines you. And I think that's a really negative thing.
Okay, thank you for your time, Jamie and Michelle. And that is our group, the Capture It. My name is Sarika Jagannathan, signing off for the Capture It.